Hello, hello. Welcome back to another electrifying episode of Q in Charge, your go-to spot for deep dives into the cutting-edge technologies that are shaping our future and transforming our world. I'm your host, Joe the Q, and if you've been with us before, you know we're all about getting to the heart of innovation and its impact on our lives. Today, we're zooming in on a game-changing revolution that's rolling out across the globe. Electric vehicles, or EVs, as they're commonly known. These aren't just cars, folks. They're pioneers in the quest for a greener planet, promising to drastically reduce our carbon footprint. But there's more to the story than just emissions. We're also going to explore a side of EVs that doesn't get as much airtime, their significant and increasingly positive impact on our electricity bills and the broader energy market. We've got our hands on a hot off the press report from January 2024 that's packed with some critical insights into this phenomenon. It's not just a bunch of numbers and hypotheticals. It's a comprehensive breakdown of how the rise of electric vehicles is playing a pivotal role in reshaping our utility industries and the financial implications that come with it. So whether you're a tech enthusiast, an eco warrior, or just someone curious about how the future of transportation could affect your wallet, you're in the right place. We're going to unpack all these insights, peel back the layers of data, and really get into how EVs are charging more than just their batteries. They're charging up a storm in the energy sector. Get ready, strap in, and let's charge up and dive deep into this electric revolution. Let's get this show on the road. Ladies and gentlemen, the electric vehicle revolution is not just coming. It's already here. By the end of 2022, the streets were bustling with over 3.2 million electric vehicles across the United States. This explosive growth is the result of massive collaborative efforts spanning from the federal government down to our local municipalities, not to mention the significant push from the automotive industry itself. They're all working tirelessly to make EVs a fundamental part of our automotive landscape. But what does this influx of electric vehicles mean for our power grid? Well, with more electric cars plugging into the grid, we could see a potential spike in total electricity usage. Estimates suggest an increase of about 25%. However, there's a brilliant upside to this. By charging these EVs during times when demand on the grid is lowest, like late at night, we can actually leverage their presence to reduce electricity rates for everyone, not just EV owners. This strategic charging approach could smooth out the peaks and valleys in electricity demand, ensuring a more balanced and efficient use of our power resources. Now, let's dive into the financial side of things. From 2011 to 2021, a period marked by increasing EV adoption, electric vehicle drivers in the US contributed an impressive $3.12 billion more in utility revenues than the cost they generated. This isn't just a small contribution. It's a whopping sum that has a significant ripple effect, helping to drive down electric rates across the board. This financial boon stems from the additional demand created by EVs, which is cleverly counterbalanced by their ability to charge during off-peak hours. We observed that over the last 11 years, EV drivers across the United States buy driven rates down for all customers, while at the same time, we also include utility expenditures for EV programs. EV owners have contributed approximately $2.44 billion more in revenues than in costs. This not only helps smooth out the demand curves, but also stabilizes and makes electric rates more affordable for everyone. Essentially, EVs are playing a critical role in optimizing our energy use, making the system more efficient and less costly to operate. Multiple prospective studies have forecasted that utility revenues will exceed costs with future electric. However, to address this question using real-world data, Synapse evaluated the utility system revenues and costs associated with EVs purchased within the last decade across the United States. Specifically, this analysis tracks revenues and costs associated with over 2 million battery electric and plug-in hybrid EVs sold between 2011 and 2021. Word from our sponsor. So many questions and uncertainty, but all achieve just find the right partners that will provide that help. One of them is Q Charge. simply visit www.qcharge123.com. So we suggest you simply download their app today, Q Charge. Powering your journey one charge at a time. Let's look at some real-world data to get a clearer picture of how EVs are influencing our utility bills. When we analyze the revenues from EV charging against the costs of serving that load, the numbers are telling. The revenue generated from electric vehicles far surpasses the operational and infrastructural costs associated with their charging needs. This is a game changer because it means that adoption of EVs is not only beneficial for the environment, but also economically advantageous for all electricity consumers. With each new EV that hits the road, utilities are seeing the net positive impact, which in turn helps delay or even negate the need for potential rate increases. The case studies were achieved by gathering costs and rate data from across the country to support this analysis, including from RTOs, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, filed tariffs, and published marginal cost values. This is crucial as it keeps electricity affordable, even as we transition to more sustainable transportation options. Moreover, multiple studies project that as we continue to electrify our vehicle fleets, the financial benefits will only grow, further easing the load on our power grids and keeping more money in the pockets of everyday consumers. So what do we know and understand about EV charging patterns and time of use charging stations? Electric vehicles draw power from the electricity grid, and the timing of their charging has significant implications for both costs and environmental impacts. Charging during peak hours when demand is highest and electricity is most expensive can intensify the strain on the grid and increase costs. Conversely, charging during off-peak hours, like at night when demand is lower, during the afternoon when solar energy is abundant, can enhance both the economic and environmental efficiency of the power system. For the purposes of this analysis, it is assumed that most EVs are charged at home primarily in the early evening, following the typical end of a workday. This pattern aligns with data from the U.S. Department of Energy, representing the common charging habits of EVs not utilizing time of use or TOU rates, which is the case for the majority of EVs. TOU tariffs play a critical role by varying the cost of electricity based on the time it is used, incentivizing consumers to charge their EVs during periods when electricity is cheapest and demand on the grid is lowest. Data from California's major investor-owned utilities illustrate the effectiveness of TOU tariffs. They show that EVs on TOU rates tend to charge overnight, shifting away from peak hours. That a shift not only lowers charging costs for EV owners, but also promotes more efficient use of electricity infrastructure, reducing costs across the board and alleviating grid pressures. Looking towards the horizon, the future of EVs and their impact on our electricity systems looks incredibly promising. With trailblazing states like California at the forefront, we're witnessing firsthand how smart policies and advancements in charging technology, such as time-of-use tariffs, are making electric driving more sustainable and cost-effective. These tariffs incentivize EV owners to charge their vehicles at times when electricity is least expensive, which not only benefits their wallets, but also alleviates pressure during peak demand times on the grid. And here's a tidbit to rev your engines. As electric vehicle adoption picks up speed, the investments flowing into charging infrastructure are poised to not only support the existing fleet of EVs, but also catalyze the broader adoption of electric vehicles. This investment is a cornerstone for future growth, promising not just lower electric rates, but also a robust and resilient charging infrastructure that supports an ever-growing number of electric vehicles on our roads. As we wrap up today's episode, it's clear that the shift to electric vehicles isn't just about cleaner air or reducing our dependency on fossil fuels. It's also about creating a sustainable and economically feasible future for electricity consumption. EVs aren't just driving on our roads. They are driving down our electric rates, benefiting everyone in the community. Thank you for tuning in to Q in Charge. Make sure to subscribe for more insights into how technology is reshaping our world. Remember, every revolution starts with a single step, or in our case, a single charge. Whether you're already cruising in your electric car or still contemplating the switch, know that your choices are shaping the world for generations to come. Remember, the journey to electrification is not a sprint. It's a marathon, and it's one we're running together, stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay charged. I'm Joe the Q, and until next time, keep innovating, keep driving, and keep making a difference. Joe the Q signing off, and until next time.